All right, we're going to turn now to some international news. Two oil tankers were attacked this morning in the Middle East. There isn't clear information yet about what happened or who's responsible, but because of this, there's concern about the safety of other vessels in the Gulf of Oman, which is where those tankers were. NPR's Jane Roff has been monitoring this story. Hi, Jane.
Hi there.
So a developing story, been sort of breaking and unfolding all morning. What do we know so far? What's the latest?
So basically, it was two tankers which loaded up fuel and fuel products from the Gulf, headed for Asia, one of them Japanese-owned, when they were attacked, basically. As you pointed out, we don't know what kind of attack, but the owner of one of the ships, the Japanese owner, say it was some kind of shell. There were 44 sailors on board. They were all evacuated by passing ships, and they're now on an Iranian island. But one of those tankers was on fire. The other one is disabled. So a very serious attack, and importantly, the second attack on tankers in a month in that area.
Some sort of shell, but we don't know from whom or why. Has Iran said anything at all?
Yes, Iran says this is really suspicious, which you can't really argue with that statement.
Nope.
So a lot of the suspicion is actually pointing at Iran. It has denied in the past that it's been responsible for these tanker attacks. They also happened at a very sensitive and suspicious time because the Iranian leaders, including the supreme leader, were meeting with the prime minister of Japan, trying to actually diffuse these tensions. Clearly, that hasn't worked. The Iranian leadership has indicated they're not in the mood to negotiate with the U.S., and there's quite a lot of worry about the increasing tension, as evidenced by these attacks, apparent attacks.
Jane, just give us a sense, because I know it does ebb and flow. Tensions between the United States and Iran are relatively high right now. What is at issue? What's at the center here?
So you're absolutely right. This is always the backdrop against almost all tension. It's the wider battle between Iran and Gulf countries which oppose Iran and the U.S. and proxy wars. But specifically, a lot of this is about a nuclear deal that was signed 5 years ago under the Obama administration. The Trump administration has pulled out of that deal and it is unraveling. So it could fall apart altogether. And Iran, in its meeting with the Japanese prime minister, the supreme leader has said, basically, we don't want to develop nuclear weapons, but if we wanted to, there is nothing, the U.S. couldn't stop us. So that's not helpful either. Essentially, it's a wider issue, a long-running issue, but the current crux of this is the nuclear deal.
The nuclear deal is something that we've been hearing about for months and even years. I wonder, Jane, after these attacks this morning, and as you say, there are a lot of questions yet to be answered, but is there a wider concern about what this means? Are other countries, U.S. allies or Iranian allies, weighing in at all?
They are, absolutely. Russia has called for restraint. Russia has been an Iranian ally. France has expressed concern, but what we're really waiting to hear is the U.S. reaction to this. Last time around, it accused Iran. Iran denied it, of course. But everyone was worried before this about rising tension, and this is certainly going to increase the stakes.
NPR's Jane Aroff, monitoring from Cairo. Jane, thanks so much.
Thank you.